stop us now.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
All right, so again, your Kix cash code word for this hour is phone. Text it to 67760 for your chance to win $1,000 this hour.
Yes, yes. Text the word phone. Do not call us on the phone to win that prize. That's coming up later.
Text the word describing the thing that's probably already in your hand anyway.
Ooh, that could be dangerous, Lauren.
I don't know. I mean your phone.
Your phone.
Wow.
Man, holy moly.
I mean, you're probably already on your phone.
So we've got that. We've got Husker Song of the Day in a second for you to win Husker football tickets. We also have two big announcements to make in the show.
Hey, here we go.
One of which is a personal one with Husker Nick. That'll be coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Woo!
Before that, though...
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Garth Brooks is going to call our show tomorrow.
Oh, this is exciting!
You were here in 2015 when we talked to him.
Nope.
And so you're very excited. I'm very excited about it, too, because I feel like I might be able to redeem myself.
Well, here's the deal. How are you? I'm trying to picture how you're going to get through this because you said the words Garth Brooks coming to Lincoln and cried on the air.
Okay.
Like, how do you call him and go, guys, we have Garth Brooks on the show and not just.
I got through it 2 years ago.
Yes, you did.
I did pretty well, didn't I, Lauren? I thought I did pretty well.
Yes. And then he revoked your man card.
Oh, yeah. If you missed it, this is what happened when we were talking to Garth. I think we were actually having discussion about The Bachelor.
We were asking Garth Brooks. We had a discussion about whether it was normal for men to watch The Bachelor.
Because we have our friend Ian Hest, who used to do
Ian is not even close to a normal dude, so don't try to lean on him to be your
some other people
beacon of help.
So
there.
We decided that Garth Brooks would be the official word on whether men watch The Bachelor.
Right. Settle an argument for us. Do real men watch The Bachelor?
No.
Dang it!
You're Nelson Simpson's laugh.
Thank you. Garth Brooks just made that argument.
No.
I think Garth Brooks just took JP's man card.
Pretty much did. Okay, so I want to be able to redeem myself and get my man card
back.
That
totally turned me into Nelson from The Simpsons.
It was funny. That was good.
I think I haven't watched an episode of The Bachelorette. I didn't watch any of Bachelor in Paradise. I don't even think I watched the last season of The Bachelor. I have no desire to watch the new season of The
Bachelor. I'll be super honest with you. I don't believe a damn word you're uttering right now. I don't believe you. I just don't.
Okay. Do you think, is JP like a closet bachelor now?
Yeah.
Like he watches on his phone like
feel
in the bathroom
free.
With the door
feel
closed?
Feel free to go on and find a bunch of questions that everybody should know about The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, because you'll have no choice but to answer them correctly. True.
I will be
Damn
honest.
It, three times. Can't lie.
We'll bring in a lie detector.
I am super excited to talk to Garth Brooks, though. And I'm curious because... obviously, we've got the best listeners on the planet. They're part of our family here. I'm curious what they would want us to ask them.
That's a very good point. I think we did that a little bit last year, 2 years ago.
Yes, but so here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to put a post on the Kix Facebook page. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is tell us what you would ask Garth Brooks. Ooh. What you would like us to ask Garth Brooks. The more creative, the better. I mean, there's the standard, who are your musical influences, things like that. But we try to stay away from the obvious questions that he has been asked a million times. Because if I've learned anything from doing these interviews, it is that if you ask the obvious questions out of the gate, the artist like mentally checks out.
Right.
So, creative questions for Garth Brooks. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull some listener questions.
Mm-hmm.
If we pull your question... and ask him, you are entered for Garth Brooks tickets. One of the people whose questions we ask will win Garth Brooks tickets.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It is on our Facebook page right now.
Yes. So what would you like us to ask Garth Brooks?
What do you guys got? What are you guys going to do? Have you thought of what you guys want to ask him?
I know I'm going to ask about my man card because I feel like I've gone to the movie It.
You weeped when you talked about Garth Brooks coming to town.
Okay. I'll ask him about that, too.
Yeah.
Is it wrong of me to have been overly excited that he's coming back to Lincoln?
Frame it that way.
Like you too much, Garth?
Garth, am I borderline obsessive? Because I started weeping when we talked about you coming to town.
Am I too big a fan?
I'm just here to represent all the other people that are big fans. And if I have to be the one to cry on air because you're coming, then I'll do it. I could hear you say all of that.
Okay. Well.
What if when you tell Garth Brooks you went to IT, and he's like, what, are you afraid of clowns?
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, I am. And then he mocks you over that.
I'm going to find out what Garth Brooks' fear is.
What would that be? He's Garth Brooks. Like, what? He's like Chuck Norris of country music. Like, what fear would he have?
There's got to be something. Although that's creepy the way you said it, PSJP. I'm going to find out what Garth Brooks
He'd wake
is
up
afraid
a,
of.
His, Garth Brooks, like every probably month or so, has this night where he wakes up in a cold sweat because he thinks he has a soul patch. And he's turned back into Chris Gaines.
Are you going to bring up Chris Gaines with Garth Brooks?
No, I'm not. I'm going to ask him about, I got like three questions I really want to ask him already. And one of them will be involved way back in the day when he tried out for the Mets. I want to ask him about that.
Oh, okay.
Because that's awesome.
Okay. It's on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Go to there. You have until tomorrow morning at 7 to get your question in. The
morning. Let's make it tomorrow morning at 6. Can we have some time to plan this, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
I feel like, too, we should have a side bet, like a tiebreaker, in case two people ask the same question. Like, the tiebreaker is, how many creepy questions, like inadvertently creepy questions, will JP ask Garth Brooks?
It's like a side bet?
Yeah, like a side bet, like a prop bet.
Okay.
I would
questions
set it at
we have
1.5.
Already gotten in the last minute and a half.
Yeah.
What's your biggest fear? What do you eat before a concert? Will you sing at my wedding? Can't hurt to ask. What was your most embarrassing moment in high school? Steak, medium rare, or well done? Ketchup or mustard? Are you also afraid of clowns? So far.
And none of them were from me.
We might do a fun rapid fire round. That's always one of my favorites.
Yes.
Where you can only answer yes or no and as
really
many as you can
he's really
get
good at
in
the rapid
like 30
fire
seconds.
Round. All right, so put up your questions on Facebook and also on Twitter, KX969. Your question for Garth Brooks, the most more creative, the better, for your chance to win your way to see the man live at one of his shows, plural, that'll be coming up at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Tickets on sale on Friday for the
so
first
fun
show, and it's just going to keep going from there.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
KX 96.9.